Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show of the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. We want to thank you so much for joining us today to our program. This usually runs here, we run here every Tuesday from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. It's 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Pacific Standard Time. Our show is designed to provide you with an interactive lab to discuss a full array of self-care initiatives. We're not going to talk about health care because we know most of our health care is called sick care. And our goal and our objective is to try to provide you with self-care initiatives, programs, education. So we call our program our Wellness Recovery Action Program. Deal with wellness and show you how to recover and put together an action plan. And our program is designed to make sure that you can do your own personal health plan for yourself. Just like you do your own personal financial plan, we should have our own personal health plan. Because if you're going to do a financial plan, it has to do with your health, because without good health, you will have no. So what good would it do you to have a financial plan when you're not going to be around to enjoy, nor can you participate in it in a manner which you like? And this is what this show is basically all about, science. Science is of everything, and particularly our human body and how it ties into the natural nature that God gave us. And we're here to uncover the schemes that have caused us all kinds of problems in our lives. And we can take this all the way back from the time that they first brought us here. And the first thing they did to us was take our food away from us. They gave us their food, the gross food that we ate during the times of slavery. And we pretty much have to continue that same format in our lives, not knowing that we don't know that we don't know. And we think certain types of foods are okay for us. We really do. And we're learning now over the years that we have caused enormous damage to our bodies, to our economics, to our education, our cultural identity. And we have some social issues at this particular point in time where we don't trust or believe anybody else unless they don't look like us. Anybody can say something and we'll go along with it. Except when an African-American person who's learned, who's studied, who's did the research, we have been trained not to believe in that person. And we've been so blessed over the years to have phenomenal leaders and teachers and educators and scientists and physicists and all the people we need to run our own lives in a manner which we want to without ever depending on anybody else for any information. But the bottom line here, ladies and gentlemen, somewhere down the line, something happened to our thinking process, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Our goal, our objective is to what happened to us, not what's wrong with us, what happened to us. We have an epidemic in our society when it comes to cancer, when it comes to liver conditions, when it comes to heart conditions, when it comes to mental conditions, when it comes to how our body functions, how our body works. And I would give $100 to anybody who could tell me right now, how many cell types do we have in our body? How many cells do we have, and how do they work together? We walk around with this beautiful, wonderful body every single day and don't know how it works. So how do we intend to teach our children? Depending on somebody else in the educational system to tell them what to do or how to do and how to think, what to eat, what not to eat? How do we teach our children? We're supposed to send our children to school to enhance what you've already taught them in the home, the things that go on in our communities, community life that should be established on how and why we should function in certain ways. And the bottom line is, if we ask each and every one of you, if your child asks you today, give me the definition of the words human being, we'd be far-fetched to come up with a proper answer. And if we don't know those answers, you tune in to the right place, the Science of Health and Youth Learning Lab. We're not just here to talk about the human, the food situation. We're not here to talk about diseases. We're here to talk about the science of how to prevent these things will happen to our life. We're here to talk about the symptoms and what they really mean. You know, we're here to talk about if you do have a symptom, that is not a disease. Diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, you know, obesity, all these particular things that's going on in our lives today, we need to know something about who we are as human beings, how we function as human beings. How many times does our heart beat a minute? How fast do our blood flow? What makes our heart do what it does? What about the mind? What about the brain? What does that really mean to you? If you have to think about it, and it can't flow out of your mouth, you're at the right place today. And I applaud you to make sure, implore you to make sure that you come here every single Tuesday to this educational learning lab. What we do here is what you're not going to get anywhere else. You can't pay for the dynamic information that gives you hope in this learning lab. The dynamic information allows you to take personal responsibility of who you are and what you're all about, and to get the education that you need so you can do the research for yourself, so let's take a personal responsibility, and self-advocate for yourself. And we are the support system that you need to ensure and make sure that you can penetrate the thinking process in your brain to deal and to go directly into the thought process and how you think, what you think, when to think, what is that all about? So I'm saying a lot of stuff today. You know, I've always tried to open up. My goal is to provoke thought, make you think about stuff that you have never thought about before. But the most important thing is all about you, you the human being. So we're going to get started here, and I just want to talk about a few things over the week that I've been able to ascertain. I always try to keep up with the medical profession and what's taking place in the society. The one thing they come up with today is that they have come up with a chemical that they found in sweeteners. The sweeteners that we often use in our coffee, often use in some of our food, and they made a determination that this sweetener now has a bacteria, let me say a germ called, it's going to get you guys, it's called, here it is, right here, genotoxic, a sucral acetate that does what? It breaks up the DNA cells in your body. It destroys and breaks up the DNA cells in your body. It also attaches itself to your tissues in your gut. And I know most of us have heard that term, leaky gut. Well, this particular sugar, this particular particular toxin, this sweetener that we use in almost everything we eat and drink, and this particular thing is destroying the human body. And once that toxic gut starts, that means it leaks into your bloodstream. And you hear us talk about this all the time, about cleaning your blood. So this is called genotoxic. So if you're drinking coffee or tea, some of those particular things that we already know, we discuss coffee and tea and what that does to your body. Now you add a little sweetener to it, a little sugar, a little this, a little that, and it's causing your biochemistry makeup to be out of whack. So we talk about bioengineering. This is not me talking. These are colleges and researchers who've done the research over the years and come to a determination, this is what's happening to us. They're also telling us all of a sudden what they think we need to do when it comes to cancer cells. They're talking about prostate cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, and we've been talking about this for a year and a half, providing you with all the tools, all the resources that you need to come to an understanding on knowing thyself. And you know we don't use the term know thyself on IWDN Radio. We say know thyself because that's all you are, 200 different cell types. 75 to 100 trillion cells, and they all have their own atomic intelligence. Each one of these cells that I'm talking about, the cell types as well as the cells, have their own atomic intelligence. That's how we got here. It was no one in your mother's stomach that made you who you are. It was the cells that had the sense and the education and information to know how to come together and create you, the human being. So it's so important that we keep ourselves in line and understand the importance of our cells. We talk about the living cells here, and we're not pushing anything. This is an open forum tonight. I'm just opening up, provoking some thoughts. So get your pen and your pad squared away. Write down the questions that you may have. If you know a friend, family member, or a child who's suffering something right now, I don't care if it's bad teeth, I don't care if wearing glasses, I don't care if it's you got an ache and a pain in your knee or your elbow, whatever is wrong with you, whatever you know about somebody else that has something wrong with them, you can get an answer tonight. And all you have to do is press one on your phone, and we'll give you that answer. We're not here to give information. I want you to understand, so if you push one on your phone, please ask a question about something. Don't give me the breakdown of the backside of the moon. Don't tell me what you read, what you thought. I want you to ask questions about yourself, about your family members, things that are relevant to solving some problems. Because we're here to give some answers tonight. We're here to talk about blood cleansing. So set yourself free. It's 2023. We're going to have to think in terms of this war that we're on, this physical war that we're on, this health care war we're on, this role that we're playing in society where we don't think right. Our children are blowing each other's brains out. You know, I just heard in Florida that a lady just shot a black woman, a European woman shot an African-American woman because they knocked on the door just yesterday. And the lady was coming to get the iPad for her 9-year-old son. That baby had to sit there and watch his mother get blown away through a door. What is the trauma that's going on in that baby's life tonight? And we haven't even talked about chronic trauma, complex trauma, trauma of money, trauma of historical and generational trauma. We haven't even discussed that. So if you have some questions about trauma, and most of us don't even know that we're traumatized. So I'm just putting all this information out here for you to think and prepare yourself for a wellness recovery action program that solves problems. It solves problems. So let me start off with this one particular thing. Number one, those of you who are on the internet, if you have a question, you have an opportunity to call in. You have to dial 714-816-4673. And if your service provider charges you, you can text me on an open line that we have here to ask your questions. Unfortunately, those who are on the internet can't press 1 and ask a question. The only thing you can do is listen and hear. But if you need to call in for a couple minutes and pay 15, 20 cents to ask a question, feel free. 714-816-4673. And if you don't want to do that, you can call 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. Text me your question, and I'll be happy to ask our guest tonight or anyone else who may trigger something in your thought process in the evening. You may want to comment on it. Here's a chance to do that. And that is, once again, 650-669-0458. Let's quit talking about what we don't know. Let's quit taking our lives for granted. Let's quit acting like we know what we're doing. Let's quit acting like we think we know something when the way we think in this day and time has truly been affected, because I can't imagine anyone in this day and time knowing anything that you can safely say is correct when you don't know how your body works. You don't know how your thinking process works. You don't know how your heart associates itself with the mind. You don't know why your liver is acting a certain way. You don't know your blood flows at 186,000 miles per second. So let's humble ourselves. Let's kick our shoes off. Let's kick back. And just open your heart, open your mind. Let nothing interfere with your ability to reason or proceed. Don't hang up this telephone tonight because you just missed one thing you may miss tonight that could save your life or someone in your family's life. If you're on, strap it. Strap up. Put the seatbelts on. We're going for a ride. We're going to go where no man has ever taken us before that we know of, because no doctor that I know of is doing the things that we're doing or talking about the things that we're talking about, and that's about you. All they talk about is give you a white piece of paper, call it a prescription, and see you in the morning, and then bill your Medicaid, Medi-Cal, or your insurance company, and you still don't know why you had to go see them in the first place. So that's some of the things we want to solve tonight. So before we get started, to bring on Abdul Shaheed, our host for tonight, who's going to talk to us about any particular questions that you may have, this is your day. We're not going to sit here and try to give you the off-the-wall education that you don't understand. We're going to get real basic tonight, real slow tonight, and we want to answer your questions. Push one on your phone, and make sure you push that one on your phone. Have a question for us. If it's something pertaining to you, please ask the question, because we want to open the lines up so everybody gets a chance to say what they have to say or ask the questions they need to ask. So we're going to start off with one thing. We talked about cells, that we have 200 cell types. We talked about there's 75 to 100 trillion cells that make up our human anatomy. We talked about our cells having atomic intelligence. But how do cells get nourished? So we're going to start off with this particular article that we usually bring up every couple of months, because sometimes we forget that we eat food to get the nutrients for the food to make our cells do what they're supposed to do. Well, Senate Document 264 by the 74th Congress of the United States of America, they wrote an article was written about a subject matter, and that was the food and the proper food mineral balance that they get from the soil. Well, they determined back in 1936, ladies and gentlemen, that the soil in the United States of America did not contain any minerals that could do your body any good. So the mineral balance that we have in our diets didn't remedy anything. The soil was depleted of all its nutrients. Therefore, the seeds that they were putting in the ground produced flowers, produced food, but there were no minerals in the soil for the plant to pull from to be of any value to you as a human being. It's bad news that the leading authorities have already shared with us that 99% of the American people are deficient in the minerals to make their body function in a way that they consider themselves normal. And we'll talk about normality and not being normal here very shortly. So our metabolisms, our human metabolisms, are they functional? If they're not functional, then what are they? Are our children's bodies functioning properly? Do you wonder why your kid talk back to you? Do you wonder why your kid can't sit still? Do you wonder why your kid, these children today are cursing you out, running up and down the street, shooting at each other? What's wrong with that mental capacity? So we're going to give you the answers to mental health tonight. We're going to give you the answers to the prison justice. Oh, let me say this right. The prison injustice system. You're going to get that tonight. You're going to learn why we are in a state that we're in, why we're getting all the diseases that we have, why these disorders are taking place, why we're tired and don't have any energy. You're going to get those answers tonight. If you stay on, listen. So some of us who don't have energy, some of us who have problems getting up in the morning, not being in the right frame of mind, the right state of mind, we got answers for you tonight. So press one on your phone. Press one on your phone. Right now, we're going to take a few minutes here, and then I'm going to introduce to you my host for tonight. He's going to give you the definition of health, and we're going to get right to it. We want to make sure that everyone gets the opportunity to get the questions asked today, answered today, shall I say. And those of you who have something pertaining to your hair, your skin, your nails, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your dentures, your bones, it doesn't matter. And anybody who's on this phone today, you probably hang up as soon as I say this. If you think you're healthy, I want you to pick the press one on your phone and tell me why you think you are and how you feel and what does it feel like to be healthy. What does it feel like? Share it with us tonight. So I expect this thing to light up tonight. Everybody on here, I know good and well, I have plenty of questions, but the show is not for me. It's for you. The Science of Health and Use, IWDM Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring to you our host, or what the host would be, every single Tuesday, among other guests who come on the line, and we talk about things that are relevant to you. This is a wellness recovery action program designed to make sure that you get what you need to be successful. And you can start pushing one right now as he introduced himself. Abdul Shaheed, assalamu alaikum, my good brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, excited and ignited, as they always say, looking for something good in the neighborhood, man. So talk to us.
Absolutely. You're doing excellent, man. You were doing excellent. I was all right back just listening to you, enjoying your commentary.
I'm just so open.
You did an excellent job setting the stage, brother. You did an excellent job.
Yes, sir.
And many of the things that you said, we've already said them many times on this program, the science of health and you. But people are they're just not listening, Brother Rashid. I don't know what else we can do to get them to listen, to understand that allopathic medicine will never cure their disease. And ignoring the cells, neglecting the cells, have gotten us where we are today. That's what has happened. What is health? You asked me to define health. Health is a reward. It is not hereditary. It's a reward. That means you have to do something. You have to do something. Each individual on this planet has a human body, and they're responsible for taking care of it. If they don't take care of it, Brother Rashid, it's going to just fall apart. It's going to disintegrate. It's going to deteriorate. And this is what's been happening for most people on this planet. Health is a reward that comes from ourselves when the person decides to make up their mind to take care of the needs of the cells. That is
it
in a nutshell.
You know what, Abdul? What you just said, I just want to take it like 10 seconds for that to resonate in people's minds. It's a reward. When you say reward,
reward.
It just not click with me. You have to do something to get a reward.
Exactly.
You know? I just had to say that.
Yeah, see, it's real simple once people align their mind with the needs of the cells.
Mm-hmm.
So health is a reward. If you don't do anything, you're going to have sickness and disease. The opposite of health. So allopathic medicine here in the Western world, in the United States of America, and all that, they address Symptom is not the disease. What is the symptoms all about? It's a form of communication that our cells do to get our attention. That's all it is. But allopathic medicine are good at treating symptoms, while the person diseased will become more and more chronic. Because here's a natural law. Here's a natural law, Brother Rashid. And this natural law states whatever is abnormal must be put back to normalcy. If it doesn't happen, then disease is going to get more and more chronic. That means it's going to get worse and worse and worse. I don't care how many times you treat the symptom, the disease is going to get more chronic. And that's what we see in our society today. People do not know how to nourish their brain, so their mental disorder is getting more and more chronic because their psychiatrists and psychologists, they do not know how to nourish the brain. It is as simple as that.
Yes, sir. That's plain.
They don't deal with cell nourishment. They still ignore the cell. Think they smarter than the cells. What happened to the cells when they are neglected? That's a big question. What happens when the cells are neglected by the person?
Mm-hmm.
You asked a question earlier, Brother Rashid, to show you how closely I was listening to you. You asked the question. You said you'll give $100 if anybody tell you how many cells are in our body.
Right.
And the types of cells. How many types of cells are in our body? Nobody call in and say, okay, I'll take you on.
Not yet.
Nobody called in yet to answer the question. And we have repeated that answer many times on this program.
Yeah.
There are over 75 to 100 trillion cells that make up our body. Our cells, the cell is the unit of life, Brother Rashid. How simple can this be? If it's the unit of life, that means if we take care of it, we will have life that the Almighty has blessed us with, which is precious and priceless. The life we've been gifted with is precious and priceless. And none of us are being taught, basically, how we improve the life.
Right.
How we improve the body that afford us to have life on this planet. Because no one can be here without a human body. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Now, if you don't take care of it, and it runs out of energy, it runs out of enzyme, or it runs out of nutrients, it runs out of resources, well, it's going to come to a grinding halt and everything will stop, will cease to exist. And then you make your transition to the next life. Because in order to be on planet Earth, you must have a human body.
Yes, sir.
That should be the first thing that the human being should learn on this planet, how to take care of their own body, how to keep it in good repair, and how to maintain it. Repair and maintenance that goes on 24/7 around the clock. Why? Because a human being is a dynamic medium. Dynamic means always changing. Always changing. We're subject to change. You can be healthy tonight and go to bed and wake up with a disease in the morning because you were exposed to something in the air, in the water, in the food. Think about it. Nobody's thinking because the brain is impoverished. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the case. We don't know what it takes to nourish our brain, Brother Rashid.
Right.
And the psychologists, they are just as bad. They don't know either. They don't know either. So what happens when the cells are neglected? It affects everything. Everything. That's where the disease starts. We neglect our cells. We neglect our DNA. And we neglect our blood. And that's what happens.
Yes, in a nutshell.
Quite frankly.
So we're not doing the work. We're not doing the work to get that reward.
Right.
Since we're not doing the work to get the reward of health, we're penalized by a disease. The first thing a human being should learn on this planet is how to nourish their brain and how to prevent diseases. Most diseases are preventable. Absolutely incredible. They're preventable.
Yeah.
They're not willing to learn.
You know, we have to look at this, Brother Abdul, the fact that the brains are so out of balance and diseases are so prevalent, the ability to think has been affected. And, you know, so...
Yeah.
This is a tough job. You know, it really is. And like I said, I really appreciate you coming on every Tuesday and sharing certain things about how we function and how we work, because this is not something I learned in school. We had science, we had chemistry, we had physics, we had all
yes.
these particular things, but nobody addressed the human cell. They just
nope.
shied over it. They didn't get into it. You can't function unless you nourish your cell. Now, I know this knowledge has been around because last week you told us about 1934, Otto Warburg, about cancer.
Yes.
You know, we talked about quantum physics. We talked about 15,000 people die every single month by doctors in this country, and nobody ever arrested
yes.
them and put them in jail just out of bad mistakes and misinformation. So I can see and understand in some kind of way that we – people who've been taken through the mud and not knowing who we are and not able to educate ourselves. And we finally got an opportunity to go to school, but we forgot about one thing. We forgot about independence, liberation. We chose education instead of liberation. I mean, instead of liberation, because liberation sets you free to think and to participate in society. So.
Yeah.
Our choices have been affected, truly. That's one choice I've always – I think but who was that that said, made this statement? You chose education over liberation. You know, and it's like, does it really matter? Yeah, it
yeah.
really does. So when you start talking or saying the things that you are saying, then, you know, this makes me sit down and relax a little bit and pay attention because I can learn something about how to be better. There's other dimensions of life that we don't know about, except because we don't know us. We don't know who we are. We don't know how to be a human
exactly.
being. Let's talk about that a little bit. Yeah, I think one of the definitions we had in our marketing day was, what is a human being?
That's amazing.
Are you being human? Yes, sir.
That
we know.
Amazing.
Let's do this. We, I got three questions from the internet already, but let's just take this one particular question that the hand's been raised. I think she raised her hand as soon as she got on the line. We want to see what questions she may have for us tonight. We got 111. 111, please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Salamu alaikum.
Salam. Sister Amina, how you doing?
Yes, I was going to answer the question of how many cell types there were, but you all, you didn't come to me. And I know that it's 200 different types.
Absolutely.
I was ready to answer it.
You're right.
But you didn't come to me, so I just said, well, I'll wait. 200.
200 cell types. Now, how many cells do we have? That's the first point. What's the second point?
175 billion.
Close, but no cigar.
That's getting close.
Go ahead. Tell her what it is, Abdul.
75 to 100 trillion.
Okay. Trillion.
All right.
Over 200 cell types.
Yes.
In each one of those cells, there's 70,000 genes in each cell. 70,000 genes in each cell. Why are the genes so important?
Because that's your DNA.
It releases the blueprint to the DNA. If the DNA is not fragmented or falling apart, it releases the blueprint, the set of instructions that all cells must have to produce. Our brain is central, body is central, and cell is central. That's why they are important. And if the DNA is compromised or ignored or neglected based on the food, beverages, and water that the person is drinking, then it will become disrepaired. And if the DNA is not repaired, the person will have a disease. The cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
Yes.
How that works? Because the cell won't have the instruction to produce brain, body, and cell essentials, so the person will stay on a paradigm of normalcy. Once you start getting away from normalcy, a disease will occur. So it's our responsibility to keep the normalcy. That's a law.
I got the first question right.
Yeah, you sure did.
All right, I'll hang up and listen. Salaamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. You know, and as you were speaking again, we should be praying, giving thanks to God every single minute of the day we're here, man, because if we're still here, Abdul, with all the things that have happened to us as an African-American people, and I'm not trying to get rid of anybody else or say other people don't matter. I just have to pay attention to my own kind. The abuse that we've taken, the things that have happened to us, the misuse and abuse of our body parts and organs. And you know, when you start talking about 70,000 genes in one cell, and we're talking about 75 to 100 trillion of them? It's just mind-boggling, man. It's just so mind-boggling to me that we don't value. I don't think we value life because we can't understand what it is to value. And once you share that with us, that's a mental health issue. So we're talking about mental health today, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about instructions and information that can help us be better people. This is so much information, and you know why it's so important to me, Brother Abdul, is that I have children. I have grandchildren.
Absolutely.
If I'm unable to share this information with them, what did I just do? I just committed genocide to my own family and multiply that time 40 million people. You know what I'm saying? How many households do we have? We have 11 to 12 million households. If each one of them households are not being responsible for the future of that ethnic body, what's going to happen to us? How many more years we have? Honestly, as an ethnic group, when you think in terms of the replacement ratio that they're talking about, it's going to be more minorities than European. Well, if we continue at the rate we're going at, by killing each other, by dying from diseases, by creating environments where we do abortions and going to jail and all these particular things because we don't know how our bodies work. And that's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line.
Dysfunctional.
Why diseases occur.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about this mental health piece here because I think even those who are on the phone and those who are on the internet, you may find it hard to understand some of the things that we're talking about when you start talking about enzymes and neurons and neurotransmitters and things of that nature. And that's a good starting point for us because basically what you're doing is studying the science of health in you. Why
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you, if you're a parent or a grandparent, why wouldn't you want to live for a long time in a healthy state? So not to want to listen, not to be a part of this program is mind-boggling to me. And I just leave it like that. But I do understand this one thing, that we have some mental dispositions that we have corrected yet.
Absolutely. Absolutely amazing.
Yes, sir. So if you let's just go there. Let's just go there for a minute. Why we're thinking the way we're thinking. And why we are in the same condition that we were in 2 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, and it looks like it's getting progressively worse. Let's just talk about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Because we're not doing anything to solve the problem.
Yes, sir.
That's what's happening. We're not doing anything at all to solve the problem. Mental health. You have depression. You have anxiety. You have panic attack. You have unjustified fears. You have phobias. You have addiction, craving, stubbornness. Just think about all these different things, all these
mm-hmm.
different symptoms. Schizophrenia,
yeah.
Carjacking. You know, carjacking is a mental illness.
Yes, sir.
Where they lock people up, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
You know they have to be mentally ill. They're going to carjack you. You can have a gun or bazooka. Doesn't make any difference. They don't know what you have. They're not even thinking that far. These people are mentally ill. Shoplifting.
Yeah.
Stealing. Lying. Angry. Irritability. Memory loss. Hearing voices. Seeing images that others do not see.
Well, that's a lot of that going
hearing
on.
Hearing sounds that others do not hear. Sudden impulse to run away from home. You know, we have children. They have an impulse just to run away from home. It's amazing. Just to run away from home. There are people, Brother Rashid, you believe it or not, they have an impulse to stab someone.
Mm-hmm.
Impulse to kill someone. And we see all these things every day. All you got to do is just turn the news on any time of day. And you'll hear,
yes,
hear some of these things happening.
Mm-hmm.
They have a propensity for arsenic. Just create a fire. Just burn somebody's house down or burn somebody's business down. Suicidal tendencies. These things, and there are more and more and more of them, and they are occurring, Brother Rashid, in every country, poor or rich, to make a difference.
Right. I got you.
In every country, this is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
There's no in-between. And the waves, this wave of mental disorder is nothing new. The people that came from Europe over here to America in the 1600s were let out of the dungeon because they were mentally ill and they were put on ships and sent over here, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
Those are the kind of people that was in charge of our people during slavery. Mentally ill people. And I'm telling the truth. And no one has really analyzed the experience our people had to undergo with these mentally ill people in charge of them.
Right.
They didn't know how to do anything. They didn't know how to build anything, Brother Rashid.
I got
we
you.
Were the builders of this country because the people that were sent over here were mentally ill.
brutal.
And much have not changed today. The same ones that's in charge today, they are mentally ill too.
When you think about some of the laws
they come up with, they have to be mentally ill.
Yeah. When you talk about the blueprint being released to the person to function. So if you have a bunch of crazy people, I hate to use that word crazy, but mentally ill people, then what do you expect to happen? What do you expect? You know, this is just amazing.
What we see
story.
Today.
And it's just like what I was sharing earlier about Dr. Otto Warburg. Do we realize that 1934, they knew.
The cause
they
of
flat
cancer.
Out knew
he
the
knew
cause
it.
Of cancer. They knew the cause of sickle cell anemia. They know the cause of diabetes and high blood pressure. It's not like
they would tell you it's incurable. They would tell people and brainwash them so they would believe that those diseases are incurable. There are no incurable diseases, and there's no mystery diseases. I'm telling to you today. But you think people would believe what I say? And they know that people won't believe you.
Right.
They're not trying to prevent us from saying what we're saying in symptometry.
That's true.
Because they know it's going to be a very few people that are going to wake up and start using it.
So all we talk about is education and information. We talk about wellness recovery action plan. We talk about the things that we need to do. How do you get hope? How do you become personally responsible? How do you know how to delineate education and information? And how do you self-advocate for yourself if you don't have the tools to work with mentally? So IWDM Radio, we want to thank you for being here today. We are the support system that's required and necessary for you to get this wellness recovery action plan together. As you have a financial plan, you should also have a health plan. You know, let me say this real quick before you continue. In the word chemical, you know, we know that toxins and chemicals are the mainstay of this country, right? Do you know the word meal, M-E-A-L, is in the word chemical? And those toxic chemicals, and we know we need food to do what? To support ourselves. So if we're taking
in
chemicals, you know, we don't even think about the water
and in the food,
yes.
Brother Rashid. It's chemical. It's
all
three of those things.
Wow. And that's what they put on the soil, pesticides, herbicides, and all these different sides. And by the time destroys the soil, it has destroyed the crops. It has destroyed the crops. And the animals eat the crops for survival. We eat the animals for survival. Everybody's sick. I just accept this, ladies and gentlemen. This is IWDM Radio, the science of health and you. I am Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. We have Abdul Shaheed from the American School of Symptometry. Share with us how our body works. We're not selling you none. We just want you to know how your body works. If you love yourself, if you want to be yourself, then you should be having your pen and paper. You should be pressing one on your phone, asking whatever question you want to ask. He just told you there is no disease that's incurable. Abdul Shaheed?
Absolutely amazing.
I think we may have somebody's attention. I'm not sure. You know, and we do have quite a few people on the line, you know, and maybe they're just meditating and thinking about what's being said tonight, and I appreciate it. You know, we also know that we're going to provide you periodically through the course of this program. There is a website that you can go through and do your own research. Self-advocate for your own self. You know, and come back and ask questions. And every time we take you to this website, there's some stuff on their website that's mind-boggling. I just went on today, and, you know, I think I was there for about an hour and 15 minutes.
It's amazing. I know I got work to do.
It's hard to leave. It is because I'm finding out about who I am and what I am. It's not too old, not too late, and none of those types of things. I just enjoy educating myself because guess what? Now I can talk to my children, my grandchildren, our friend or relative that they need to help today. We did have some phone calls today about inflammation. I want you to talk about inflammation, especially in the leg area, in the ankle area, the foot area. And so let's take this one call. We have 773-449. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamualaikum. Thank y'all so much. You know, I always enjoy listening. And Brother Rashid, that was a great introduction that you gave before.
I
tell you, you know, it's like Until the favors of your Lord will be denied. And it shouldn't be seen. Especially when it comes to this temple vessel that he gifted us and rewarded us with. And most of all, learning how to take care of it for longevity, not just longevity, but health. And when you talk about feeding the cells, I mean, my antennas just go up because that's the key. That's the key right there to health.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nursing the sales, so I want to hear you all talk more about that.
So we're going to definitely get into the cell maintenance. You know, the
yes,
next
sir.
Questions that we're going to have, each one of these questions we have has to do with sales. You know, the beautiful, no matter what question you ask us, no matter what question you ask us, it's going to take you right to a cell.
It's all going back to the cell and the DNA.
And I love what you said about this vessel. Oh,
yes.
Man, that's a powerful term, this vessel
yes.
that we've been blessed to bestow
yes.
with by our Creator. And it has rules and regulations. And
yes,
that's
sir.
Why we're here. That's
yes,
why we're here.
And I'm going to hear about what we need to take to nourish those cells, what types of foods we need to put them, what kind of nutrients we need to put into them, because it's a blessing just to even receive this knowledge, how to take care of yourself. Traditionally, the world put on us by a certain age, you should do this, and by a certain age, you should do that, or you should be feeling this way or feeling that way. No, you can become the author of your own life with the right
Absolutely.
Information.
That's
what
that's
I'm
right.
about.
We can cure our disease and nourish our brain, and we can become the very best possible human being on this planet. That is the objective of life.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to keep listening. So I'm going to allow me a lot.
Amir, I mean, I know you have a question, Amir. Give me a question. I know you have a question. After all this listening, we thank you for your praise. And, well, you know, we give praise and thanks to God. But the bottom line is, I know you got a question.
My question basically is what it is that I need to nourish my cells with. What types of products
okay.
do I need to buy?
Okay.
I'm going to give you two things. If you did these two things, sister, your brain cell would love you forever.
Oh, love me. Okay.
Go ahead, dude. Give me those two things.
Our brain requires thermal energy and glucose. Those two things. Thermal energy and glucose.
That's something you
thermal energy and glucose. People eat ice. They put ice in beverages. They eat ice cream. They eat cold food, salad. They juice the food, put ice in it. They do smoothie, put ice in it. They do all these things. They eat dairy with calcium, cold elements, cheese, butter, margarine, all these things. Our cells are supposed to produce energy.
Mm-hmm.
If it produces the various level of energy, they're going to eventually get to atomic energy.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people's cells are not making it to atomic energy. That's where the atoms collide and explode and release all the tangents of energy inside mm-hmm. of us. But we eat ice, it causes the atoms and the nutrients to coalesce, to come together, rather than collide and explode. Atoms are not supposed to come together. They're supposed to bump into each other, collide and explode, producing the tangents of energy. And when we eat cold items, cold food, you know, our mouth is right below our brain. And the brain needs thermal energy. And it also needs glucose, which means this is why we must consume sugar and starch. But people want to avoid sugar. They want to avoid starch. But you cannot. You must produce the enzyme to digest the sugar thoroughly. This is what must happen. People do not have these enzymes. There's sucrose, there's maltose, and there are lactose. Those three different sugars. They're disaccharide, which means they're double sugar. Our cells must produce the enzyme to break down the double sugar, to turn the double sugar into monosaccharide, simple sugar. Many people cannot do that because what they've done in eating that denatures the enzyme required to do that. So they would never get the glucose that's needed for the brain.
Am I hearing you right saying that we should have sugar?
The backbone of the DNA, sister, is ribose. That is a monosaccharide, a sugar.
Sugar.
But what the scientists have done, they know the brain needs sugar. So what did they do? They give an excess, overload of sugar. This is what they're doing. They're giving you an excess or overload of sugar. They know the brain needs sugar. So they load you down with it. And they know you don't have the enzyme to convert the sugar into glucose that is in our blood and must be converted to energy. This is what our cells use, the mitochondria, the energy storehouse, use glucose for energy.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing? So we have to have sugars, but it's the enzyme that we're unable to produce to thoroughly digest the sugar that is the problem. That's the problem. If we avoid sugar, you cannot even avoid sugar because all plants on planet Earth are made up of sugar.
That's
all
right.
Of them.
Every single one.
Plant on planet Earth has sugar and starch. That is their foundation. And that's why we need to have sugar and starch to get the glucose. But those sugar and starch are combined with double sugars, sucrose, maltose, lactose. Many African-American people are lactose intolerant. Why? They can't produce the enzyme called lactase to break down lactose, to separate the two disaccharides, to separate the fructose from the glucose.
So if we had to use
the brain need glucose.
So if we had to use a substitute, like say for instance, like we have a vitamin substitute, what would we use over the counter?
Have what kind of substitute for what now?
Okay, we have to have a substitute. Say I hear people talk about we need the enzyme. So if we had to purchase some enzymes to break it down, where would we get them from? What would it be?
See, that is the million-dollar question. You cannot use plant enzymes in a human. They'll sell them to you, but they don't work.
Yeah.
That is the first essential that our cell produce is an enzyme. The first thing. Why? Why is the first thing? Because nothing else happened without enzyme. So when the cells are nourished, the first thing they will produce is an enzyme. Called enzyme facilitate cellular health. If you can't produce enzyme, you're going to be sick. If you destroy your enzyme because of what you're eating, if you're eating poison, you're eating toxin, you're eating toxic metal, you're eating acid, alcohol, all these things denature enzyme. Acidosis, alkalosis, all these things denature enzyme. This is why the person is sick. They're denaturing their enzyme, which means they're making them worthless, and the body coming to a grinding halt. Nothing happened without enzyme. That is the first essential that the cell must produce when they receive nutrients and resources. Because any other enzyme would not work. You have to produce them. Otherwise, you're going to be sick. That is the first thing that sometimes they help the person to produce. It jumpstart enzyme production. You must have ancillary enzyme and digestive enzyme. Those are the two types. And we must produce them. You can't borrow any enzyme from plants. The plant enzyme only work in the plants. But people sell you these things all day long at the health food store. They don't work, brother and sister. They're worthless. They are for the plants. We're not plants. We're animals, flesh and blood, humans, or human to be. But if we don't nourish our brain, we will never be human. We'll be animals.
You know,
an animal will come out of us. Just like
we see a lot of that. Yeah,
yes.
We see a lot of that.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's what we see.
I think
today.
When I opened up, I talked about this sweetener that they put into this processed food. You know, we put it in our coffee and our tea. It's also in some of our food byproducts. And that particular chemical, geotoxic, they have given it, they've done 10 years of research to find out that it destroys your gut, the lining in your stomach and the lining in your tissues. You know, and then now we talk about a whole new process. How many things are going on in our body, Abdul? It's just, you know,
Epithelium. Those linings are called epithelium. You have nine of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you got to do is compromise them, and the organ itself will not work properly. If you compromise the epithelium, block its renewal process, the organ will not function properly. It is not the organ. It's the epithelium need help. But they will try to take the organs out. You don't need to remove the organ. You need to nourish and support the epithelium that lines the organ.
Yeah, I just got a thyroid question here as you were talking. So now we can really get into some, Sister Amira, you know. And so, you know, usually when I tell people to come to the lab on Tuesday, it's like going to college. It's like going to school with a free education on how you work, how your body functions. And you can come here just like the question you just asked and get these questions asked every single time you come on here. So you grow yourself, you develop yourself just by listening. Who doesn't have the time for themselves? You know, it's like, that's why I hate the word know thyself. I say know thyself.
That's
what they were talking about.
That is the unit of life, Brother Rashid. Yes, the unit. Of life. And another, talking about the glucose again, glucose is the only nutrient that our brain uses. Isn't that amazing? The only one. And people can't even provide that. It is our responsibility to provide resources and nutrients for the cell. Glucose is the only nutrient that the brain uses. The other thing that it needs is thermal energy, heat.
Mm-hmm.
But we're consuming cold things, just the opposite. It also needs iodine. Somebody just had a question about the thyroid gland.
Yeah,
right.
Got that question. That question.
So we need
next.
Iodine. Those three things our brain must have: glucose, heat, and iodine. That's it. That is called nutrients and resources. Nutrients and resources. Glucose is the nutrients. The iodine and the heat are resources. That's where it starts. We can't provide those
The beautiful part about our show, Sister Mira, that you have an opportunity to talk to Dr. Shahid after the show is over, if you have questions and things like that, because he could just take one subject and he could talk for the next 30, 40 minutes. You know, because
Absolutely.
Of that detail, it's just that phenomenal information, you know. So make sure you stay on and get his phone number, and also make sure you go onto their website. I'm telling you, that website, you can't get off of it. It's just so informative. So I have two questions. One is on inflammation, and one is on thyroid. And so we're going to cover that. So sit back and relax and call someone on the telephone. Say, get on the phone. They talk about us.
I just
that
it's not too late. Nobody's going to save us but ourselves.
It's called the science. Thank you so much. The science of health in
you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for the night show. We have Abdul Shaheed, and we're talking about you. We're talking about you right now. So I have another line open here. It's called 718-344. Please state your name. Tell us where you call it from. Your mic is open. 718-344. Press 1. Your mic is open. He must have walked away. Okay. We'll go take this other. Let me take this call. Abdul Shaheed, thyroid.
Yes.
Thyroid gland. We have this. I had my thyroid removed, and I'm having all kind of problems with weight, all kind of problems with inflammation. Please, what should I do?
Call Centometry right away.
right away.
I'm serious. You do not understand the purpose of the thyroid gland. The thyroid
Go ahead. Talk about that for us real quick.
The thyroid gland. Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, go ahead and talk about the thyroid gland real quick. I know it take you for, a long time to explain to her, but she have to call you.
No, I'm just.
Tell them what the thyroid gland is for. Yes, sir.
The thyroid gland helps to regulate our body weight according to our height.
Wow.
And that's why she has a weight problem. No thyroid gland. It is the thyroid gland that releases a hormone, an enzyme, to digest the five food groups, all five food groups.
Oh,
starch,
wait a
sugar,
minute,
protein, fats, and oil.
Wait.
Produce the enzyme to digest them because the thyroid gland is gone.
Abdul, come on now. Say that. You have to say that one more time. The thyroid gland does what?
It maintains body weight. It is connected with the pituitary gland. So if the person does not have one, what's going to regulate the height of a person with their weight? That's what it does. And it produces the enzyme. It regulates the enzyme to digest all of the food groups, starch, sugar, protein, fats, and oil. Now, you're worried about inflammation. You have inflammation because you cannot digest thoroughly the five food groups. They're circulating in your blood. Debris is everywhere. And you're producing growth factor for microbes to feed on you. So now you have inflammation from the debris. And then that's going to feed microbes. Then you're going to have the toxins from the microbes. They're going to denature more enzyme and produce more debris. I mean, that's the answer to the question.
Okay.
You come to cytology, and you have to make up for the difference of not having a thyroid gland. You need iodine. That's what I just said about the brain. You need glucose, iodine, and thermal energy. And here you are. You don't have a thyroid gland. So the only way you can get any part of your health back is to come to cytology. Get the particulates to ionize the debris from the blood impurities, they are mounted up.
Wow.
And get the molecule because you can't break them down. So now we have to get dehydrated nutrients in the form of molecule that cytology has that will give the cells what they need, start an enzyme production.
I got a friend of mine in California, man, who just got their thyroid checked out. She's having nothing of a problem.
Here's the thing, Brother Rashid. There's nothing supposed to be removed from our body. If we do, if we remove any organ from my body, they're going to leave a void. There can be no emptiness. This is the first principle of quantum physics. First principle. There can be no emptiness. If the Almighty created something to be in that space in your body, if it's not there, negativity must replace what is supposed to be there. This is why you have inflammation all over the place. The inflammation is replacing the negativity, is replacing the absence of the thyroid gland. There could be no emptiness. You're either going to be healthy or you're going to have to leave. There could be no emptiness. The bottle, the glass is never empty. You either have liquid or fluid in it or you have air or gas in it. It is never empty.
Yes, sir. Right.
And our body must be the same way. So now you have an imbalance. And the best thing you can do is come to cytology and try to balance the thing out.
Okay.
Remove
that takes us to our next question.
I have Endema. I'm going to open up the line. I've got a couple more people on the line.
I'm going to see if 718-344, your mic is open. Get your name and tell us where you're calling from. 718-344. Okay. I guess he changed his mind. Let me get Amina again. We have 111. Amina, you have a question for us?
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Yes, I have one that I've wanted to really, really do some more research and inquiry.
Something happened. Don't hear her.
Did she go? Oh, she must. I think she got dropped there. We'll wait till she come back. Okay.
Yeah.
Somehow we got. So let's deal with the edema question real quick. Why she
calls back in?
What kind of question is that? You said.
The person was calling it about edema. I have ankle, feet, and with the thighs. Yes, a complete swelling in the lower track. In the lower trunks, legs, and feet and ankles. It's swelling up like crazy.
Blockages, Brother Rashid. Blockages. Got blockages. And
now
these two hormones cannot circulate in the area.
Now, think about this.
Aldosterone and prostaglandin.
Okay.
That's what regulates body fluid.
Okay. So the dangers of that, blood not being able to circulate where those blockages are, tell me something.
What does it do to the heart, the blood flow, and things of that nature? Amina, we're going to be right with you. Hang on just one second.
Brother Rashid, because the heart had to work harder, to push harder. The heart represents the pushing force. Now it must work harder. And still, with
because
all that
swelling.
Work that it's doing, blood still not going to get to where it needs to go in those toes, the toenail bed.
Wow.
Things gonna start turning color, changing color. Then you get there and there's no oxygen in the lower extremity. Then you have a bacteria called they're gonna set up to cause gangrene. Then you start cutting things off.
Ooh.
Feet, legs.
In time.
This
if that oxygen
if you
can't
don't
get
do
to
anything.
That lower track. So
yes.
if there's
if
no
you don't
blood,
do anything,
there's no oxygen flow.
And there's no and then the cells astrophy, they go on a suspended animation.
Wow.
Death. Oof. They really don't die. It's suspended animation until they get what they need. If they get what they need, they start functioning properly to take care of you. If you don't take care of them, they're not available to take care of you.
Wow. Woo, man, that's a sad thing to say, but it is what
it's
it is.
It's all about the cell and the DNA.
Okay, Amina just got back on the line.
That.
I'm sorry, Amina, we got dropped there for a second. So you go ahead and finish your question.
No, something happened with my phone. I'm so sorry. Can you hear me?
We hear you
we do.
Now.
We hear you.
Yes, I'm having difficulty. I have to go have this phone checked tomorrow because I've been having problems all day. But what I wanted to ask, two things. Now, I know of several people, friends, family members of friends of mine who have been experimented on in these mental hospitals. What can be done to reverse that, if anything? And also this whole issue of organ harvesting. They harvesting organs on the underground of people, and a lot of our people are being caught up in this it's a travesty. I hang up and listen.
Okay, especially in the prison system, they are performing operations in prison that are not legal, nor do they have to, because they match up with somebody else on the outside who's trying to buy an organ. But go ahead, my brother. Go ahead and talk about that.
Well, you know, those are things that are going to happen, they haven't just started to happen. They've been happening. They were happening during slavery. Just think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These things that didn't just start to happen today. All over the world, this is a problem, Brother Rashid, especially in poor country.
Mm-hmm.
In the Middle East, that's big time. Big time. People come up missing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get the organs. Same thing's happening here. Finally, is happening here. What are you going to do?
Right.
The best thing we can do, Brother Rashid, is to take care of ourselves, get our health back, and nourish our brain so we can come up with a solution for ourselves. Without our brain, you'll have nothing. People won't even listen to you because their brain is impossible.
And you wonder why we got divorce rate and family rate that's so broken
Absolutely.
Up. It's ridiculous. Husband and wife arguing, fussing, and fighting about nothing.
Because their brain is impoverished. They're not even on
mm-hmm.
the same wavelength, Brother Rashid. They argue
mm-hmm.
and fight because of they're mentally ill.
Right.
And no psychiatrist and psychologist will help them. No counselor will help them. They've been counseling people forever. Have they cured one mental illness? Not the first one. Psychiatrists and psychologists have been around since 1844. That's when psychologists started by a German scientist. And we already know about Freud when he started. He was a neurologist.
Freud, that's the right name for him.
Right. He took psychology to another level. He formulated psychoanalysis. And here's a question that Dr. Naughty asked. Have psychiatrists ever cured shoplifting? Have they ever cured stealing, killing, or carjacking? No, they have not.
Nope, you will not.
Have they ever cured absent-mindedness, vindictiveness, anger, temper tantrums, seeing roaches on the wall, or termites on the carpet when there are no roaches or termites there? No, they have not. What about the psychologists? Have they ever cured infidelity, sudden impulse to run away from home, sudden impulse to steal, to break in, to attack a woman in the bed sleeping? No, they have not, Brother Rashid. What are we waiting on? You think they're going to cure what we have?
I'm telling you.
That's food for thought. I mean, just think about it.
Well, you know, with the chemicals in our food, it's kind of hard to think.
Well,
that's not funny, but it is what it is, you know. So
it is. But we can think enough to put food back into our mouth. We can think enough to come to cytometry and ionize those toxic metal, because that's the number one root cause of mental illness, toxic metal in the brain, and not being able to provide the brain with glucose, not being able to provide the brain with thermal energy because we're eating ice and putting ice in beverage and drinking soda. And we're drinking coffee and tea, more poison. We're doing all these things. We're making all of the mistakes, Brother Rashid, and we're already susceptible to every disease because of the trauma that we have experienced since slavery.
Mm-hmm.
The trauma. You already have set up ourselves, so we are predisposed to diseases because of the trauma we've experienced. Now, what are we going to do? We need to get the truth and respond accordingly. What does trauma do to the cells?
Okay, feel free. Go ahead.
It causes the cells to be malnourished. It prevents them from being nourished. If the cells are not nourished, how are they going to produce energy to do anything to help us? They cannot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you must ionize the effect of the trauma. Modify your diet and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what any other solution to our problem other than coming to cytometry and begin to learn to take care of yourself.
That's it. That's it.
Well, I have a real powerful question from the internet here. I have a real powerful question from the internet. This person says, last week you talked about how toxic metal breaks the current break the current electrical transformation to the transfer a message. Electrical transmission of messages. Number one.
Yeah,
second question.
The neurons to the nerves. Yes.
Heavy metals, and you mentioned that plants have a lots of heavy metals. Is that true?
That is true, and the air, and the water. These heavy metals are everywhere. They're in the food, they're in the air, and then what? Now, what are you going to do about it? You have to have a way to remove them, to liquefy them. And sometimes you have a way to remove them, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
It has a molecule to remove them. It's the same thing with blood impurities. Every time you eat food, you induce blood impurities in your body. That's going to circulate in our blood because we eat food 3 or 4, 5 times a day. So since this is the case, to live on planet Earth, we have to eat. Otherwise, we're going to die of starvation. We have to have a regimen of removing blood impurities from our blood. Doesn't that make sense?
You have to have a regimen. It's like maintenance on a car.
That's the maintenance and the repair that no one ever told us that we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people are sick. We have ignored the cells. What happens to the cells when they are neglected and ignored? That's what I need to tell people.
Okay.
The detail of what's happening, the disease cell and the fissures in the matrix. How did the matrix get fissures, mean a crack in the matrix? Because of blood impurities
mm-hmm.
being absorbed by the matrix. There's matrix for every part of our body, for our blood, for our skin, for our teeth, for our bone, for our nails, for our organ, for our tissue. Everything has a matrix. And when
wow.
blood goes everywhere, with blood impurity, it causes the matrix to become fissures. Fissure means crack, crevices, where disease can take hold. Microbe can take hold. That's where the disease starts. Because of blood impurities. And then you have toxic metal added to that. Yes.
Yeah. We got some people who
been Rashid to be on lockdown.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And lockdown means nothing get into the cell and nothing get out of the cell. Perfect condition for cancer to spontaneous to come into existence. This is how it starts. You have to reverse the lockdown. You have to open up the cell membrane, and we have subatomic particle to do that. Ionization, hydrolysis, oxidation, and electrolyte dissociation are the four methods to do it.
Right. Well, I got two more questions here from the same person. This person, I guess whoever this is, they're old every week because they quoting stuff that you said only they can take.
Oh, they're listening. Now they need to do something about it.
Need
to do something.
You talked about two things last week that caught my attention. That was mushrooms and also the three nervous systems and how it affects the brain. Could you please elaborate, because we were short on time. You didn't get a chance to elaborate. So they came back to get that question
asked.
All
mushrooms. Yeah, mm-hmm. there's a poison in all mushrooms, succinic acid. A mushroom is nothing but a giant fungus. You get a fungus inside of you, microbe will gravitate to you because they hide in the fungus. Mm-hmm. This is why the doctor will not see them. They hide in the fungus.
Mm.
And most people that have microbes in them is in them because of the fungus. They will not enter the person by them if there's fungus already there. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
They work together. And
absolutely
these things, these
amazing.
Microbes and bacteria, streptococcus, they will be the reason for you dying. They will team up and cut your breath off, cause the glycogen in your throat to go through a spasm, and then you stop breathing because air will not come through there. Once you stop breathing, it's over. And they will say you died of natural causes. No, the microbes inside of you teamed up. That's just why you want to eat. You don't want to eat nuts and seeds. Eat peanut butter. All these things have fungus in them. And I'm telling you the truth.
Hey, bro,
chromatography research has confirmed it. Chromatography research has confirmed it in the laboratory.
Yes, sir. I know you talked about the cells. I mean, the plants that pull all these factors from the air. We think about, you know, inhalation and exhalation. You know, the plants pull all the impurities out of the air. So I can see why you say we should eat live, raw plants. They full of nothing but
poison.
Yeah,
they have all this stuff in them. And then you eat them raw, there's no way of neutralizing anything. And they already produce several poisons in order to survive. Now they have the toxic metal. See, the plant used toxic metal to produce poison.
Wow.
That's why they use them. See, plants are smart. They have evolved to really understand how to live on planet Earth. We have not.
Right.
There's a lot we can learn from plants. Plants have managed the what's called the redox system, the redox.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen reduction mechanism.
Right.
It is oxygen that afford us to have life. It is also oxygen that will kill us. Oxidation,
right.
Oxidative stress. The same thing
right.
that causes us to have life will also be the same thing that will kill us.
Mm.
You see a nail, you put a nail out into the open, out into space, and then it get rusted. What caused the rust to the nail? You put a nail in the water, it rusts. What causes the rust? Oxygen.
Mm.
Oxidative stress. So there are enzymes that a person can produce that will reduce the oxidative stress on their body. Sometimes you have those enzymes. There's six of them.
Wow.
Do I need to say anything else?
I think you covered
and all
that
from studying plants. All from studying
right.
plants. How those trees in California live to be 3,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They have mastered the redox system, the redox mechanism, oxygen reduction, and they produce these enzymes. Like I said earlier, cellular health is all about producing enzymes.
Wow. Well, here's a question for all the ladies in the house.
That was
this
another question that sister had. That was another question
oh,
she had.
It was the nervous system, three nervous systems. She wanted to know the brain.
Oh, yeah, three nervous systems. That's
easy. Yeah, she took good notes, man. She took good notes. That's
yeah.
all I can say. Go ahead.
Just to quickly review, it is the mother's responsibility to lay a firm foundation for the baby. And the foundation for the baby is the three nervous system, central, parenchyma, and the central nervous system, the parenchyma nervous system.
It's not the, hang on.
Wow. Central, peripheral, and it's in my mind, too. What's happening with this third one?
Yeah, that's another one. But anyway, it's the three nervous system. Without them, the baby would not have a firm foundation. And the baby need his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Without the brain, what intellect going to do?
Right.
No, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a mother responsibility. How do you develop the nervous system in the baby? The three nervous system. You have to have an enzyme surplus. Don't eat food that denatures the enzyme. You can't be on drugs. The mother can't be on drugs. Can't be on pharmaceutical drugs. Can't be drinking alcohol. All these things denature enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
The mother have an enzyme deficit. They have many blood impurities circulating in her blood. All these things will be going straight to the baby.
Yes, sir. Circulatory system.
Straight to the baby.
That's the circulatory system right there, bro.
Yes. It's floating
okay.
in the blood. Comes to centometer to remove the blood impurity, remove the toxic metal, and have all of the ingredients to produce an enzyme surplus every single day. No morning sickness, no craving, none of these things. The mother should would have plenty of energy in the endometrium. Those muscle tissues should be strong, vibrant, and the labor time would be reduced to about 10 minutes, 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby is here. No 24-hour, no 48-hour in labor. No foolishness like that.
Mm.
Absolutely amazing what
yes,
Centaur
sir.
Is able to do. Not 10 years from now, Brother Rashid. Not 5 years from now. But right now.
Right.
Absolutely amazing. Right now.
Yes, sir.
You know? And pregnancy management is a course that's taught at the American School of Centometry. And our sister can get involved with that. That's what they need to do. They need to get involved
right.
with centometry and take some of these courses
mm-hmm.
and share them among themselves. This is what must happen. We can no longer wait for other people to solve our problem.
Yes,
we
sir.
We can produce law-abiding, healthy children. They're not stubborn. They're eager to learn. That are geniuses. Come from that word genes. Everything is in the genes, Brother Rashid, that we need to know about. To start every problem, it's in the gene.
So is that the atomic nervous system, brother? I think that's what I just tried to come to my mind. Is that it? Atomic nervous system?
Autonomic. Yeah, the one that's automatic.
There you go. Autonomic.
Yeah, automatic. Yeah.
I thought I was, hey,
yeah.
I knew something.
Central,
it came up for
me. Autonomic and the peripheral.
Yeah. So here's the question for all
system.
The ladies.
Here's the question for all the ladies. Okay? This young lady says, fingernail polish, lipstick, and makeup, what does it do to the human body?
All toxic.
Toxic.
All the men have toxic
metal.
You know, you can look good all you want, but until we start making and producing these things, we should stop using them.
Mm-hmm.
Until we're producing our own, that include the things for our hair, for our nails, for our lips, mm-hmm. for our skin. People are sick because of the things that they use on their skin, on their fingernails. Things that they use under the eyes, all these things. And sometimes they have tested all these things in the laboratory, Brother Rashid. No stone
mm-hmm.
is being unturned. All stones are being unturned to see what's under the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact,
I tell
that. The doctor of Sentimeter study cosmetic signs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cosmetic signs.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. St. Thompson has to study cosmetic science, food science, all these things to find the product, the factor, or the agent that is causing the disease. St. Thompson studied the causes of disease, where allopathic medicine just studied disease, but
mm-hmm.
they don't study the cause of disease.
Right.
St. Thompson is, you can say, it's a system to protect our cell and our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it does.
Got it. Okay, well, I hope you have any more questions here on the board, nor do I have any more from the internet.
So those of you who are on the line, and we're running down to like 25 minutes to go, if you have a question, if something that we said to you tonight has resonated with you, questions that you may want to ask about a relative or a friend, I do have a cancer question that just popped up on my phone here, and we kind of talked about cancer and how it pops up and automatically does what it does. And my suggestion to that individual is do some research. Go on to the website. There's articles on Cancer 1 and Cancer 2 that will give you some thorough information about cancer.
I know that's
just
right. And
mind.
What to do about it. Come to St. Thomas and have the cancer cured and removed from the body.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any difference what name they call the cancer or where it's located in the body.
Yeah, I think what happens to those people who get treatments, who get chemotherapy or radiation, and they say it's undetectable, but the cancer is not gone. And sooner or later, something's going to trigger it to come back in some form or some sort. So that's something on oxidation and the hydrolysis that you talked about that can really get that stuff out of their system, period. And it's amazing.
The cells themselves,
it's something you have to,
cells have to remove the anomaly.
Yeah.
To the Almighty creator,
so
the cells, to restore the person's health. The cells themselves have to remove the anomaly. Once you remove the hindrance from the cell, they will go to work and they can figure out everything. They have atomic intelligence to figure things out. They are responsible for removing the anomaly, the cancer, the cyst, the tumor, or whatever it is. Doesn't make any difference. They can remove everything. They can put everything back to normalcy. And that's what health is. All we have to do and put them in the best condition. Remove the poison, the toxic metal, and all these things. And nourish them properly. That's what sometimes the expert is at doing. That's why he's able to cure diseases. The cells themselves cure the disease. This Dr. Syntometry is a healing facilitator.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
All right.
Our cells have atomic intelligence, brother and sister.
Well, you know,
I think we
answered everybody's question today. So if there's someone on the line who currently wants to press one on your phone and just say, this really resonates with me. If you just want to give Abdul Shaheed a greeting or however you want to say it, as anything that we've said that may have helped you, you know, feel free to acknowledge that, you know, and then the key would be those of you who are on the line, make sure when you come back next week for a continuous educational opportunity, then, you know, bring somebody with you. Bring somebody you know who has a condition or a friend. Let's get on the three-way phone with them and say, look, I want you to listen to something real quick. You know, where they stay on for half an hour or whatever. If they on for 10 minutes, they're going to learn something. They're going to want to go anywhere. It's just impossible. Somebody starts talking about you and how you work and the functionality aspects of yourself, it really makes a difference. It enlightens you. It takes you to another dimension. And that's where we need to go, a whole new thinking process. And we can only do that when we activate ourselves so they can take us where we need to go to be what we need to be. So with that, we want you to kind of wind down, Brother Abdul Shaheed, to give you a little
peace
tonight. The most important thing is share with everyone the books that are available, the websites that are available, and the opportunities to continue this ongoing educational lectures that we give on the science of your health in you.
Excellent, Brother Rashid. It's excellent. Would you like to sum up?
We do have Amina back on again. Maybe she have a well, get Amina real quick. She just pushed one on the phone.
Ahead.
Let's see. Amina?
As-salamu alaykum. Yes, I just wanted to ask one question, and it's really on behalf of I have a few relatives that have shared that they are suffering with prostate cancer.
Mm. Yes.
So could you speak on that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Perfectly curable. I'm a testimony. Perfectly curable. That's why I came to Syntometry, because chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery were not an option that successful. All those options, I told my doctor, would fail. Isn't that right, doctor? He said, yes, they would fail. He told me the truth. And I asked him, I said, now knowing this, why would I do them? I'm not afraid to die. So if I die, I die.
Right.
But I managed to pause myself already. I'm not going to pause myself again with those options. So there's another option that the doctor do not talk about. Wait and see until you do your research and come up with a better option. Wait and see. Don't do anything. That's what I chose. And I found Syntometry. I was guided to Syntometry. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
And there you go.
Yes, sir.
All you have to do is modify your diet, because the prostate cells, they're on lockdown. Nothing getting into the cell to nourish them so they can produce the prostate essential. Essential means keeping the prostate on a paradigm of what's normal. The prostate cell must produce the essential. The prostate cells are not able to do that because they're on lockdown because of what the person was eating. They ate raw food. They ate raw onion. They ate raw garlic. And they're already predisposed to prostate cancer because of the trauma their parent, the grandparent, and parent before them experienced, passed those trauma on to him. Now, all you have to do is eat the same food that the people before you ate, and you'll get the same diseases. This is what happened. We have to modify our diet. We have to, matter of fact, reduce it to a scientific diet. We must cook our food scientifically. We must eat scientifically and learn how to live on this planet scientifically so we don't fall into the booger traps. So we come to Syntometry to have our prostate ionized, remove the product that's produced the cancer in the first place, and that was toxic metal, benzene. It's a metal. the toxic metal, benzene. If you don't ionize, particularly for benzene, the PSA will continue to rise. Now we know.
And that's an article. That's an article, too. Yes. You might want to share the article with
the
PSA article.
Go to the website, loaded with information that the man need to know. The reason why the PSA is elevated. Most of the time, it's not even cancer. The prostate could be inflamed. It could have concretion in it. Gallbladder deposit, cholesterol deposits. All those things, they will classify them as tumors when they're really not. They're concretions. And they can be leveled with subatomic particle called particulates. And then the prostate will be nourished properly so the cell can produce an enzyme surplus. The cell themselves will produce the DNA polymerase to repair the DNA. And once the DNA is repaired, the gene will release the blueprint. And the ribosomal RNA will produce all of the essential for the prostate to make it healthier again. Brothers and sisters, this is the scientific way to cure every disease. And this is the way that the Almighty has established it to be done, based on science, the picture, the pattern, whatever name you want to call it. That's how you do it. And you modify the diet. You don't eat the same food you was eating before, especially the ones that has poison in it. You must cook your food. You must cook your meats scientifically to neutralize all of the toxin and the poison and antibiotics and the hormones, the growth hormones that's in the meat. So they do not affect you. There's a way you can do it. And sometimes it has that way. So anybody in your family have prostate cancer or elevated PSA or inflamed prostate or can't urinate properly, they have to wear a catheter, which is going to open them up for infection. If they're going through all those options, this is the wrong option. Ask them to call Syntometry. You call your brother Abdul Shaheed. I will point them in the right direction. And they will have to be willing to make the necessary changes. Health and disease starts in the mind first. The person must have a change of mindset. Without that, nothing can happen to them. Nothing will take them out of the situation they're in. They have to have a mindset change, paradigm shift. If they can do that, become health-conscious individuals, then we can teach them to be health-smart and earth-smart to live on this planet. Thank you for that question, Sister Amina. Excellent. So, Brother Rashid, that's help for everyone. But they have to be
Amina, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
thank
no problem
you, Sister Amina.
Uh-huh.
I'll let them know.
If they're ready to move forward and they're ready to be engaged and do the heavy lifting, they can cure their disease. Mm-hmm. But if they got resistant, they're hesitant, send them to the website so they can start reading, gaining some knowledge. Then they can properly, hopefully, make better decisions.
Yes, sir.
But it's still all about the brain.
That's it. All right, so your closing remarks, my good brother. Thank you again so much for offering us the opportunity to hear something about ourselves. And that's all we can do.
Thank
that's
you.
All the time I use the word self is with when I'm talking that way, but it's all about yourselves, you know. That's all I'm looking at.
Absolutely.
If you want to give your closing remarks and information
yes.
to how to reach you and what books are available or websites are available for those who get your pen and pad together and take down some good notes. Abdul?
Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to work with you and the engineering that you've offered and the platform, everything. Excellent. So we just simply like to say to sum up what we've been talking about this evening, and that glucose is the only nutrient that our brain uses, and heat is the only resource that the brain uses to enhance mental sharpness, good behavior, memory, judgment, analysis, differentiation, and perception, and help a person become a law-abiding citizen. This is what we need to teach our children, Brother Rashid, and our grandchildren, to become a law-abiding
yes,
citizen. If we can do that,
right.
then we can get ourselves out of a lot of issue and problem. We like to say that there's many books that Dr. Norton and the American School of Symptomatry has written. This brother has written over 30 books all pertaining to health. He has a book called The History, Philosophy, Etiologies, and Therapeutics of Symptometry. It's an eye-popping invention of the 21st century. It's going to be a household word real soon. The two flagship books that Symptometry have out for a person to get started, making the transition to scientific eating, cooking, and living, is What to Consume. It has mankind's safest consumable. All food is not the same, all water is not the same, and all beverages are not the same. What to Consume. There's approximately 45 foods that's safe for human beings on planet Earth to eat. If you eat outside of the food that's suggested here, you're taking your own life into your hand, a risk. There's another book called The Downside of Nutrition. Nutrition has an upside and there's a downside. Everything that the Almighty has produced have two sides, up and down, positive and negative, and we all know this to be true. Then there's a book called The Cradle of Truth, where Dr. Maxwell Norton revealed a lot of things that's wrong with the healthcare industry. The Cradle of Truth, absolutely amazing book. I don't even know whether it's still in print or not, but it's an excellent book. There's another book, Intelligent Children Are Not Born, They're Made. If you want your child to be intelligent, it starts with the father and it starts with the mother. The father must produce healthy sperm. Healthy sperm. Sperm with speed. And the mother must be able to produce all of the enzyme needed. Her body must be in the best of shape. She must be cared for. She must have the best attitude. She must want to be pregnant. She must want to deliver a healthy child. And she would do all of the things necessary in order to do that. But oftentimes, our sisters need help. They need the right information. They need the right information. There's another book called Optimal Health for Women, The Path to Optimal Health for Women. Our sisters... Aunt, mother, they have special health issues, and no one is educating them about these health issues. The doctor is not talking to them. They don't have time. So there's much information that can be shared with our women. And the reason why most women eventually have Alzheimer's, and no nursing home, 1 out of 10 may be a man with Alzheimer's. The nine women would be in there with Alzheimer's. Why is that? It's because of the anatomy and physiology. No one is sharing the information but Symptometry. And there's other books. There's other books, but those are the main ones. You can start off, if you purchase the book from Amazon, the What to Consume and The Downside of Nutrition will be an excellent way to get started. And then visit the website, the American School of Symptometry website, which is AMSOS.org, the American School of Symptometry website. Go there regularly. You can do your own research, read the article, and do extra research and make the comparison and see what makes sense to you. And you will determine that symptometry is the way to go. Now we have option. Also, if you want to hear more about what we have to say in terms of health and optimal health, please feel free to tune in and listen to us every Monday on AM 360 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And all you have to do is go to the website at am360.org or dial in to 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. That's every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we deal with some heavy topics, Brother Rashid. The past 2 weeks, we have dealt with fibroids in our sisters, fibroids. Mm. And too many sisters are having hysterectomies. And that is not an option that they want to take. and they still will have health problems long after the hysterectomy have been done. Come to cytometry and have those fibroids ionized. They will disappear. We had a person on our program on yesterday that came to cytometry less than 6 months ago, and she had her examination last week. No signs of fibroids. No sign of fibroids. Didn't have to go through no surgery or anything. Modify the diet and lifestyle. Use the particulates and molecule. Fibroids gone. Absolutely incredible. And this person is so happy. So happy. The doctor wanted to charge her almost $8,000 just to do the lab work for the surgery, Brother Rashid.
Wow.
$8,000 just for the lab work. It is crazy. Yes, and she came to cytometry less than 6 months, the fibroids are gone. And her health is much better. And now she's empowered, know how to live on this planet scientifically. Because I taught her. Absolutely amazing what we are able to do now on our own.
Yes, sir.
With the knowledge that the Almighty has blessed us with in cytometry, been a student at the Medical School of Cytometry.
Right.
We also have this program every Saturday and Sunday morning called Morning Tylene. And we share that program with other people on the platform, but we always have an hour to talk about health. Brother Rashid, if we do not talk about health, there's no point in talking about anything else because our brain will be impoverished. We won't be able to accomplish anything else. Health must become a priority. Nourishing our brains must become a priority. Taking care of the needs of our cells must be a priority. Protecting our DNA and our blood and removing blood impurity must become second nature to us. Otherwise, there's no point in nobody talking to us about no program. We won't be able to accomplish it. I'm not being negative. I'm just being truthful. So you can participate by dialing in every Saturday and Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. by using this number, 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-pound. This is Morning Tylene every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. I'm sorry. To 9 a.m.
Give the number one more time.
Yes, sir. And that number is 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-POUND. So we talk about health for 1 hour, and then in the second hour, we talk about the ideal Muslim, the ideal human being. That's the format of the program. We'd love to have you there. Please join us. Brother Rashid, I'm going to also give my number just in case someone needs to reach us. To get further detail, please call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. I think that's about it, Brother Rashid. So we certainly appreciate the opportunity to share the information of Optimal Health on the science of health in you. And we'd love to be coming back next week. Please bring somebody with you so we can talk more about how to protect our cells, how to protect our DNA, our RNA, how to remove blood impurities, and all of these things so we can maintain normalcy, put things back to normalcy, because a disease is an abnormalcy. It's our responsibility to put things back to normalcy. Otherwise, our disease become more and more chronic. Thank you so very much. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my good brother. And for those of you who are avid listeners of IWDM Radio, we do have other programs take place throughout the week. Tomorrow we have the Family Reconstruction Learning Lab that starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern. 6 o'clock Central. And we have the MGM Roundtable that follows that particular show, which you always have phenomenal guests on talking about the ups and downs, the good and the bad of what's taking place in life. So it's always prominent people on there providing educational information to that benefits everyone. On Thursday, we have the workshop for relationships. I'm sorry. We have a relationship workshop that comes on preparing yourself to be married, information pertaining to tools that you need and relationships that you need, how we have individuals who come on and share with us what they have done. The Courtship and Marriage Journey Lab is on at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Wonderful show by Mark Shaheed and Karan Shakir out of Atlanta, Georgia. And then on Fridays, we have Salatu Juma, where people who are Muslims who can't get out and go to the centers to pray. We have on Fridays at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Central, Imam Sahir, who's on every Friday for that particular program. That's the 1 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central on Friday afternoons. And then on Sundays, we have the longest broadcast on IWDM Radio called Words Make People, a very powerful program by Imam Sakir, who comes on and shares different aspects of what's taking place. He did one last week on the LGBTQ community, which was really kind of exciting for those of us who have input or wanted to make some discussions. And on Monday, Islam-based education that we have with five Pasha, Imam Pasha, Nazim Pasha, he has ABC, a Muslim-based conversation. So that is always a very powerful show. So please plug in, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, and that's 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And you know what the Tuesday is all about. Come prepared to learn more about yourself and bring your friends and relatives with you and be prepared for a long day of educational information about you, the science of health in you. And I am Rashid Salam. I'm here for the night show. I always like to leave you with the positive words that can benefit everybody. And I just love this song here. Teddy Pendergrass. Here we go, everybody. Time to teach a new way. Maybe our children listen to what we have to say. So we look forward to seeing you next week. I am Rashid Salam. Assalamu alaikum. Achishiwa. Ola. For those of you on the telephone, you may not speak a certain language, so I'm not going to say hello. We all know hell is low, so that's not a good word to use. So I'll say good day, and we'll talk with you soon.
No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much. What it used to be, there's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.